Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The world of technology is in a constant state of motion, and this week, there have been seismic shifts that affect everyone from developers to everyday consumers. Let's kick off with an issue that's sending ripples through the open source developer community: software supply chain security. Recent breaches, particularly the hijacking of the popular NPM package named IS, have made it glaringly obvious how fragile software dependencies can be. If you're a developer or organization using third-party code, these incidents are a stark reminder of just how vulnerable underlying libraries and tools actually are. But it's not all doom and gloom. Distroless containers have emerged as a security lifeline. These stripped-down Docker images do away with unnecessary tools and libraries, reducing the attack surface area and resulting in up to 70% fewer security incidents, according to recent reports. It's a practical move towards transparency and compliance, especially as organizations automate more of their software delivery pipelines. Switching gears to another major headline, several US government agencies are now urging a ban on certain home routers, especially from TP-Link, due to links to China. The push highlights the growing scrutiny directed at hardware, with potential ties to foreign governments, underscoring just how tangled technology security and geopolitics have become. If implemented, this proposal could have massive implications for the consumer electronics industry, potentially impacting millions of households. The move represents a broader trend. Technology sovereignty now matters at both personal and national levels. In the midst of these challenges, positive change is also stirring within the global tech community, thanks to fresh diversity initiatives. The Merge Forward program, launched at KubeCon plus CloudNativeCon, is designed to champion broader inclusion within the open source landscape. With focus on amplifying underrepresented voices and building connections, Merge Forward aims to spark dialogue and open opportunities for more people to shape open source technology. Tech leaders are recognizing that diversity isn't just a box to tick, it's crucial for better outcomes and richer innovation. While people are the heart of tech, hardware remains its engine. And there's exciting news from the processor arena this week. AMD is making waves as it gears up for the release of its Zen 6 processors, as hinted by recent updates to the Linux kernel. These chips promise not only improved performance, but also enhanced compatibility with Linux systems, a welcome boost for developers chasing efficiency and power. With competition hotter than ever in the CPU market, innovations like these are set to shape the next generation of high-performance machines. Staying with infrastructure, let's talk about cloud technology, which is reaching heights only dreamed of a few years ago. Alphabet, Google's parent company, recently smashed through the $100 billion quarterly revenue barrier, fueled in part by voracious demand for cloud services and advanced AI capabilities. As organizations race to modernize, Google Cloud is expanding its network and platform to accommodate an increasingly diverse and global clientele. It's clear that the cloud isn't just a technical backbone, but a driver of agility and innovation, especially as AI becomes ever more central to the digital economy. Of course, behind these big business and infrastructure moves is the drive for productivity and return on investment. Docker, long the darling of containerization, is being lauded for enabling significant gains in developer productivity and operational security. A recent independent study found that Docker's tools lead to tangible operational savings and drastically cut AI system setup times. When you combine security, efficiency, and economic viability into one platform, it's easy to see why savvy teams continue to flock to containers. Looking ahead, there are big opportunities and some serious risks emerging at the intersection of artificial intelligence and biosecurity. New research suggests that AI is proving not just helpful in data crunching, but also potentially dangerous, as it's increasingly able to assist in the design of biological agents that can evade detection software. As technology outpaces traditional security protocols, the call for robust biosecurity protections is louder than ever. It's a reminder that innovation brings both opportunity and social responsibility, and getting the balance right is becoming critical. On the topic of users, alternative operating systems are quietly gaining ground, with Xorin OS enjoying an influx of users migrating from Windows 10. The reason? Enhanced usability and a seamless migration path that doesn't require giving up everything familiar. This trend serves as a wake-up call to OS makers. Consumer experience is king, especially during migration periods. The easier you make that leap for users, the more likely you are to win lifelong converts. Meanwhile, away from the digital world, planetary science is also on the move. thanks to a fascinating new study published in Nature. Scientists now believe that some exoplanets can generate their own water through geological processes involving high-pressure environments and hydrogen-rich atmospheres. This overturns older theories that all planetary water must come from external sources like comets, and hints at a universe where ocean worlds are far more common than previously thought. It's discoveries like this that not only change our understanding of the cosmos, but shape future missions to seek habitable planets beyond Earth. Closer to home, regulatory landscapes are changing in ways that will directly impact tech content, and who can create it. China has just introduced a new law that requires social media influencers to possess professional qualifications if they're discussing regulated subjects such as medicine or law online. The policy is intended to protect consumers and clamp down on misinformation, but has sparked debate about the balance between regulatory oversight and freedom of speech. As other countries weigh similar approaches, the global conversation about digital trust and online accountability is only set to intensify. Don't forget about the latest integrations happening within the Linux environment either. SUSE has announced the release of its Enterprise Server 16, introducing agentic AI directly into the operating system for advanced automation and enhanced independence from proprietary data sources. With built-in intelligent management and automation features, this release is poised to make complex workflows simpler for businesses and SYS admins alike. SUSE's move reflects a broader momentum in enterprise software towards integrating AI at the operating system layer. And where there's software, there's investment, with Nvidia making headlines by pouring $1 billion into Nokia, aiming to push the boundaries of telecommunications and networking. This partnership seeks a fusion of 6G technologies and AI-powered networking, highlighting just how intertwined telecom infrastructure and high-performance computing are becoming. As edge computing and artificial intelligence shape our connected future, alliances like this could have ripple effects for decades. On the browser front, Anil Dash sparked a lively conversation with his critique of OpenAI's Atlas browser, highlighting how AI-driven answers that don't link to original sources could create confusion or even mislead users. Dash's concern is that users may miss out on the breadth and diversity of web content, inadvertently trapping themselves in closed feedback loops of AI-generated summaries. It's an important debate for the tech community, raising broader questions about transparency, user empowerment, and digital literacy. Open source development is also seeing impressive progress, most notably with the new Mesa 25.2.6 release, which enhances multimedia capabilities across Linux distributions. Advanced hardware support, improved performance, and increased compatibility are all the result of the thriving open source development ecosystem, demonstrating the value of community-driven progress. In a similar vein, Red Hat's collaboration with NVIDIA to bolster AI security in cloud environments speaks to the critical role of trustworthy infrastructure as AI applications proliferate. It's clear that robust security and scalability are non-negotiable as more organizations lean on open-source solutions for advanced intelligence workloads. Now, taking a detour to the dynamic world of gaming, Microsoft's CEO Satya Nadella recently shared his views on the future of the gaming sector. According to Nadella, sustainable profit margins are a must for true innovation. Even as game studios navigate an evolving media landscape and shifting organizational structures. As the game industry wrestles with these issues, the broader question remains, how do you maintain creative freedom and support new development while still achieving financial sustainability? It's a conundrum echoed across the wider tech sector, as companies strive to balance vision, viability, and impact. As we wrap up today's Tech Deep Dive, it's clear that the only constant in this landscape is change. From supply chain security and AI, both its potential and its pitfalls, to new frontiers in science and shifts in global regulation, every piece interacts to shape technology's future. For anyone involved in technology, whether you're building the next killer app or just following along for the latest innovations, the message is the same. Stay agile, stay informed, and be ready for what's next. Thanks for listening.